We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, no one cares about your fantasy football team, but we do today. So you can text in your defeats or your great wins over your friends right now, 877-881-1053. But right now, let's go talk with our good friend from DallasCowboys.com, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey.
I'm here.
Interesting morning this morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm great right now. Mike's back. Kevin will be back tomorrow, so everything's going great.
Kevin still quit on us.
Huh? Well, he said I deserve this vacation for having to deal with you and Mike all the time. Yeah. So I was like, all right, that's fair enough. Now, this morning, I don't know if you have heard, but Jerry Jones was a little curt with our morning show.
Kurt?
Yeah, I was a little short with him, if you will. Actually, he was long. But you've been around him for quite some time. Do you feel like he's feeling the pressure of this, of what just happened in that game?
No, I don't know pressure. I mean, he's been through a lot, right? This isn't something new. It may be raw. That it kind of just happened. But, I've seen Jerry in a lot of different situations when he first bought the team and as he kind of gravitated into the job. I just think you need to understand a lot of times he's the smartest guy in the room.
Mm. And
you're not going to fool him.
Okay.
Right? And so, yeah, I think he understands, you know, what's going on. He understands, you know, how it's gotten to this point. But again, like I keep saying, I always ask, what did people think this team was going to be this year before the season started?
I kind of gave them 11 wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I gave them 10.
Okay.
I saw a lot of people, 8 and 9,
yeah,
9 and 8.
There was a lot of that. And there was a lot of looking at this thing going, man, they're short some talent in a lot of areas.
Well, it's not so much they were short in talent in a lot of areas. It was they had a lot of talent in young areas.
Yes.
And then you incur injuries, right? And you don't have enough salary cap space to, you know, kind of significant or try to, you know, there's this idea that if you sign free agents, then that solves everything, right? Because you're always going to be right signing somebody another team didn't want. But then there's also the problem of depth on how deep can you go, right? And it happens all over the league. Injuries, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there's karma in this league. Go check in Detroit here. Losing two defensive linemen in that game. See how they compensate for it. So you better, not get carried away with dancing on someone else's grave because your house has got a lot of glass in it to start. So, but I think you have to factor in, and no one's doing that. Do you know how good Eric Kendricks was playing?
I mean, he was fantastic up until he wasn't there on Sunday.
And do you think that made a difference?
To what?
A little bit.
Oh, for the team?
Yes.
I mean, there've been times when I've seen this defense, I've been like, oh man, if the defensive tackles were better,
right,
Eric Kendricks would have been better in this game.
But he was pretty good.
He was still pretty
good.
Games, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And now he's not there. You
still?
You,
is that a still, Mickey?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to play this week.
Yeah,
so
I guess
he's still not.
Yeah,
there.
I guess he is. Okay.
We'll find. I mean, you know, next week we'll see just where it's going. But I mean, you had you know, arguably 7 starters missing on defense. 7, and you know, 2 of them were 3 of them were Pro Bowlers last year, right? So it does make a difference. Now, I can't excuse what happened offensively. They got to be better, right? They needed to be better. That's what was going to save the day against a defense that predictably was going to give up 30 points.
Yeah.
And they weren't better offensively. And that's where You know, I think the questions, you know, need to be asked, like, well, what happened? Why is that happening? You still got Dak. You still got CD. You know, the running backs are good enough if the offensive line is good enough, and it wasn't. It got overrun. And that creates all the problems. You can have all, you know, I've always said this about the alternative leagues. You can have all the offensive talent you want, but if you don't have a efficient, proficient offensive line, none of that talent's going to show up. And I still think that they are having problems on the offensive line. And until that gets fixed, it's hard to say, okay, now we, you know, the other guys can fix this offense. You got to be able to block. You got to be able to protect. And those two things did not happen in that game whatsoever.
Yeah. No, I mean, I talked with Steven yesterday. I was like, this Zach Martin probably had the worst game I've ever seen him have, personally. He's just always been so damn consistent, Mickey. And and there were a couple moments I was like, oh, no. And Steven said, look, he had a bad week of practice. He wasn't able to practice and had a rough week trying to get out there, and then he got out there.
See, normally he has Wednesday off, right?
Yeah.
I'm not off, but he's out there. He's just not taking part
in Wednesdays.
Team. Yeah. Well, he had veteran Thursday and probably veteran Friday, and I don't know what happened on Saturday. Yeah, some of that matters. And then, you know, when you shuffled the left side, and we'll see where that one goes going forward, you know, you got two rookies playing next to each other, left tackle. Well, Bass is not a rookie, but he might as well be from an experience standpoint, right? And Beebe next to each other, and you got your Pro Bowl left guard switching outside to tackle. Now, I thought he did a commendable job the two games that he was forced into doing that, but it's a five-man deal. It's not just one guy. It's a, you know, a coordination of five people, and they haven't been able to do that for the last couple weeks. So no excuses. I'm just stating facts, and you can take with what you want with the facts, however you want to turn it. But you know, just throwing stuff out there, you got to be careful.
So,
and it's only six games into the season, by the way.
And with only these six games, Mick, I'm just going off of what I'm seeing. I think the NFC is the worst it's ever been in the history of my lifetime. I think that it's a very down conference. When I look at San Francisco, now you just mentioned Detroit. How is Detroit going to be great in the playoffs if Aiden Hutchinson isn't going to be there? And maybe his leg heals faster than I think.
It's not going to, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
When you
and
have
so,
two broken bones in your leg, that ain't happening.
All right. So I get Minnesota's 5-0. Good for them. But I look at the Cowboys and they have flaws. And you just mentioned the offensive line. So here's my question, trying to be optimistic, asking a question here. What's the percentage that they can actually get good this year? Like what? Like how much better can they get? Where can they be at the end of the year?
I think you can improve. I think there's some talent there. I think there's talent on this offense, and I think it can improve. Now, how much? You know, look, a rookie. You know, eight games, 10 games into a season. I think all of a sudden now you've got some experience, and you can improve the more you play together on that offensive line. And if that takes place, then the quarterback gets better, the running back gets better. Oh, the wide receiver gets better too. So I think the talent is there. There's a reason why. Look, it was their decision to go with rookies on the offensive line.
That
right?
is true.
And so now you got to live with the growing pains, and there'll be growing pains. But you know, let's see what happens after they grow and if it indeed gets better, but it has to get better, to get this offensive functioning well, because if one part's not working, then the other part, probably the quarterback, starts taking chances he doesn't need to take chances, or he starts pressing, or he's got the clock in his mind that I don't have time to look here, and then go there. I look and I got to go. And that's the mistake. And he admitted it on the interception in the end zone on Sunday. He needed to hold that cornerback in the flat where Jalen Tolbert was. And when he didn't even look there, he got in a hurry. And Branch said, oh, he's not throwing it there. I'll just drop back and get into double coverage, and ends up with an interception. Had he thrown the ball, had he looked and thrown and see how open Tolbert was, he was going to at least get the first down. He might have had a touchdown because Branch had dropped that far off into the end zone. But in his mind, he got in a hurry. And there's reasons why he got in a hurry.
Mick, if you were asked this question yesterday, I apologize. Also, I'm going off of not watching the games because I've been in Italy. So,
darn, you didn't take me with.
I know. Now, it sounds like, here's my question. It sounds like from me, looking on Twitter when I got back yesterday and stuff, people are disappointed with Trayvon Diggs this year. Is it because of the injury and he's just going to have one of those years where it's almost like a recovery year? Or where are we at with Trayvon Diggs in your eyes?
Yeah, I think he's still got a ways to go. I think he has confidence in himself. But again, these are the first games he's played since, what, the second week of the season last year? It didn't play any preseason games, right? Which is another discussion on another day on what that's doing to not only the Cowboys, but every team in this league, right? Did you guys watch that game last night?
Yeah.
It was almost unwatchable, right?
I liked it early. I thought it was fun early, but then it did bog down.
Kind of bogged down, right?
Yeah.
Unless you love Hail Marys.
That Hail Mary was kind of dope. That
but
was
no,
awesome.
I'm saying, yeah, I think it, I mean, we were giving Terrence Steele last year the benefit of doubt, right? Coming back off of his ACL. Now, were you concerned with his coverage? Because he did get beat a couple times on across the field. Or were you concerned that, you know, he didn't tackle as well as he should have?
Sometimes
probably
it is
both.
yeah the Olave one stands out in my mind against the Saints for sure,
but again, for some of the coverage things, when you're not getting pressure on the opposing quarterback, mm-hmm. and you can run from the right slot all the way to the left edge, cornerbacks are going to get beat. I don't care how, you know, if they got that much time to throw, the best DB in the world's not going to be able to cover that far across the field. The tackling, yeah, he could have been more aggressive. I get it. Too much arm tackling, you know, for my liking. So I would think maybe after a bye, he gets some rest and kind of look at things. Maybe, you know, he picks it up. But he can be better, absolutely.
All right, Mickey, thank you for your time today, good sir. I know Zim's talking, coordinators are talking, so I look forward
I better
to
hurry up and get over there. Yeah, never know who might be saying, who's asking the questions.
All right, Mickey, have a good one, man.
See ya.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.